web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. It's peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. Tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No. No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth.
It's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Get the homes with advertising. La 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 la. To me. Four bars of soap.
Three cans of peas.
Two breakfast foods and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Five tubeless tops.
Two cigarettes and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tims roast hot like a chestnut pot. And they are mild, 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 mild. Mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And we buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary, too. But just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. But Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Now don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas in its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there.
And commercials on a pear tree.
Jingle here, jingle there, jingle all the way.
Oh, in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Get on with advertising, what's the use of compromising? La, 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 la.
Stan Smith. I think that was like from 1959, if memory serves me correctly. Let's find out how quickly this works. Green Christmas. Yeah, Green Christmas, Stan Freeberg. Yeah. No, 1958. My bad. That was from, the compilation, the... Let's see. Freebird compilation album. Oh, apologies for the, 192 kilobits per second encode. But it was all I could get, But anyway, it's 21 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the fun with Bish before we fall too far behind. So let me do the do the intro here. And now it's time for some fun with Bish on the next show. Yes, fun with Bish. 1 to 3 songs of America's favorite jam band, at least. Now that the Grateful Dead have broken up. But anyway, we're going to do 2 songs. We're going to start this off with Fish live at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, California on October 29th, 1998. Here's Fish. Up. And the Watchful Hosemasters. Fun with Fish. On the next show.
Work dogs has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with this poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rind. They writhe and cry in agony as Rutherford the brave chokes Hela and the unit monster managing to save. The spotted striper's multi-beat, I'd like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much.
And a joy crashed and nothing burned. It made me wonder, do tigers sleep in lily patches? Do rattles run from thunder? I got an ache in my left ear. I felt the twinge, but I still could hear. It made me think I would not be burned. I felt that I could help. The science, I felt that I could help. Paranoid, the doctor ran, shouting his graphic translation. A fortnight of horror, wars and hell's aggression. Skewing forth their color, he purposely waited till I was done to knock on the laboratory door, accusing me of ruining the fun. He knocked on it some more. The fun, he knocked on it some more.
could put forth a cloud of mercury. It's run over by a car on a freeway in Los Angeles once the spraying has been done. It's a sport made from necessity, your portrait of your past. There's a mummy in the cabinet. Are there no more arrows left? What's that rubber bottle doing here? How's that napkin fold through? 10 cents to a dollar now for a shelf of pregnant hen. Robert Palmer is a ploy of the gams, the gams, the gams. Our show is stupendous. Living in this town. It's so stupendous. Living in this town. It's so stupendous. Living in this town. It's so stupendous. Living in this town.
Yeah, I could very well be Grateful Dead jam. Mitty Dillo said that could be a Grateful Dead jam. Yes, but that was not the Grateful Dead. That was Fish. It was Fun with Fish. 1 to 3 songs from America's favorite jam band, at least since the Grateful Dead broke up. So anyway, Boob. No further information about that. That's from Live 8, Volume 19, at least in 2022. And we start things off with Bug, recorded live at the Meadows Music Theater in Hartford. Oh, yeah. Is that right? Wait. No. I screwed up. Yeah, we started things off with McGrupp and the Watchful Horse Hosemasters, recorded live at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, California, on October 29th, 1998. And that's from a Live Bait, Volume 14, released in, and that's it for that set of music. So anyway, it's 42 minutes past the hour, so probably to get to the... feature artists before